Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Tama. Today we're talking about continuing to tune into God, and we're also going to get to that charity will save you from taxes. So let's say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. All right, we're in Tractate Peah, Chapter 1, Halakha 1. If you're in your Shatan scene, it's 5A2. And here we go. Okay. So we've had these two examples of tuning into God. We're going to get two more. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Benaiah, Rabbi Chun b'shem Rabbi. So Rabbi Yochanan in the name of all these guys in the name of Rabbi. Torat emet haitat b'fihu. The teaching of Torah was truth in his mouth. Which is Joshua 11:15. Afilu elu devarim sheshama mipi rabo. These refer to the things that Aaron heard from his teacher Moses. V'ava lo nimtza b'sfotav. No injustice was found on his lips. Afilu devarim shelo shama mipi rabo, even things that he didn't hear from his teacher. So, okay, so we've had Bezalel, Joshua, and Aaron. Everybody's tuning into God, kind of not necessarily completely with Moses' help. They kind of are directly plugged in. Barabbanan Amrin and the sages say, Ki Adonai yed b'kislicha v'shamar raglicham l'lachad. God will be your kislicha, which, believe me, they can never figure that one out. They don't know what it means. And he will guard your foot from entrapment. That's Proverbs 3:26. Even things about which you are a fool, kasil. They will guard your foot from, he will guard your foot from entrapment. So, in other words, even if you're a little foolish, if you're doing it for God, God's gonna kind of steer you the right way. Rabbi Dosa Amar, Rabbi Dosa said, "Mina horaya." Well, what's he gonna steer you clear of, right? So they're saying from an incorrect teaching. Rabbanan Amri, and the sages say, Minha Avera, from sin. Rabbi Levi Amar, Minha Mazikin, from demons. Yes, we believe in demons. We have demons. And they come in all different sizes. They come in little itsy bitsy ones, they come in big ones. There is a hierarchy of demons. There's a chief demon. There are demons that hang out near outhouses. I'm telling you, we have all that stuff. If anybody says you don't have that stuff, we have that stuff. Quite frankly, we believe in demons too, right? We just call them things like depression, right? Depression, it attacks you when you put up a defense, right? You correct your blood chemistry. I know. You're gonna say, but yes, that's real. And believe me, I'm not saying it isn't. Believe me, I get it. And then antidepressants work, I get it. But they believe their brand of demons are real too. So it just saying, let's not feel too superior to these guys. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba, Im natata mikischa tzedaka, if you give from your purse, kischa, kislecha, they're very close, and all you have to do is change one letter, charity, hakadosh baruch hu mishamarecha min hafisin. Min ha-zimiyot, u-min ha-arun-mi-yot, u-min ha Gogoliot. If you give from your purse to charity, God will guard you from tributes, from fines, from head taxes, and from tithes imposed by the Romans. In other words, if you give it away to charity, you won't have to give it to the Romans, because the Romans are going to tax you to freaking death. One of the great spiritual verities of all time is you can't throw a war without some good funding, and funding is gotten from taxes. So the Romans, who just love to have a war, necessarily then also loved to tax us to death. So they're saying, look, you're going to lose that money either way. Might as well give it to charity, and then they won't have anything to collect for taxes. It's not such a bad model. All right, so now we get a wonderful story about this guy, King Munbaz. And I would just bear in mind that according to another source, Josephus, the person who is described in this story as giving away all the charity, which is King Munbaz, is described elsewhere as being his mom that does all this. Okay, here we go. Munbaz HaMelech Amad Uvizveze Kol Nechasav Aniyin. So Munbaz the king went and stood up and gave away all his possessions to the poor in a year of famine. Shalchu lo krovav amalulo. His relatives sent and said to him, Avotecha hosifu al shalahen. Your forefathers added to what was theirs and to what their forefathers had. And you squandered everything that was yours and your forefathers. Amar lahen, he said to them, Kol shechen avotai ganzu ba'aretz pa'ani ganazti pa'shamay. He said to them, Nana, I'm the smart one, because my fathers set away things here on earth, and I set it away in heaven. Truth shall spring up from the ground, but charity, tzedek, comes down from the sky. Storehouses that don't create income. But I have stashed away in storehouses something that does produce fruit, as it is said. Imru, tzadik kitov, keep free me olalehem yochelu. Say that of charity that it is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. That's Isaiah 3:10. Avotai kansupim kom shahayad hasholetet bo. My forefathers amassed riches in a place where human beings rule. Va'ani kanasti bim kom she'ein hayad sholetet bo. But I have set away a treasure by giving all this tzedakah in a place that the mortal powers can't get to it. She'emar, tzedek u'mishpat mechon kiso, charity and justice are his throne's foundation. Avotai kansun mamon, my forefathers amassed money, v'ani kanasti nefashot, but I have amassed souls. She'emar, v'lokeach nefashot chacham, the one who acquires souls is wise. That's Proverbs 11:30. Avotai kansu la'acherim, my forefathers amassed riches for others. Va'ani kanasti la'atzmi, I have amassed riches for myself. She'ne'emar, u'lechi tiyeh tzedakah, and for you it shall be charity. For you, that is, in other words, for you, not for anybody else. It's going to give him benefits later. Avotai kansu ba'olam hazeh. My forefathers amassed riches in this world. Va'nikenasti la'olam haba. I have amassed riches in the world to come. Shene'emar. Utzdaka tatzil mimalet. For charity saves from death. So, all right. Okay, we will talk.